Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you remember this news story that that you heard. It was pretty much everywhere. But there was a gentleman that goes by the name of Dangerous Dan. I don't know if you remember back, over the past several decades.
Right.
He had played in the band Dangerous Dan, the Soul Patch Band.
Mm-hmm.
And, also had, just kind of picked around with a lot of the West Texas musicians. And, he's a no-frills guy. Played a Telecaster guitar. And, which basically is a bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what, he could smack that thing around like nobody's business and make it just cry. A lot of people have all these newfangled gadgets and all. But, he could make it cry. Anyway, we've got Tammy Flannery here. And, of course, Dangerous Dan passed away. He was found deceased in his vehicle. But there's actually a benefit, a Dangerous Dan benefit, and a celebration of life and music of a West Texas blues legend. That's going to be this Sunday, December 8th from 3 till midnight at the Soundstage Lounge, 1925 Buddy Holly. If you know Tommy Joe Fisher, that's his place. He just opened it up not too long ago. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, about the event.
What we're talking with Tammy Flannery.
Oh, yeah. Did I not say Tammy
Flannery?
No, you
didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Tammy Flannery was Dan's girlfriend. You were together for 17 years.
Almost 17 years.
Okay, now, this is crazy. How'd you meet?
I was managing an apartment complex, and he moved into the apartment, and I went to go see him play, and we were together from there.
True love. Wow. Tell us about the benefit this weekend and everything that's happening. There's a lot going on there. First of all, I'd like to say there's a $10 donation when you go, and this is going to be a fundraiser to help with some of the expenses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's going to be happening from 3 till midnight. They're going to have a silent auction. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle. There will be several musicians there. We're going to have the Groove Prophets, Mike Pritchard's band, Darren Welch's group, and then the Front Porch Family Band, the Dick's Hat Band, Reverend Al and the Pythons, the Kill Time Conspiracy, John Sprott, Mike Caraway, Chad Chatney, and Wesley Hildreth, Philip Coggins, and many more.
Yeah.
Now, that's fun.
Mike Caraway is, he's in the band that, Mary Fletcher's band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He plays guitar in Mary Fletcher's band. So, and Mike listens to us. Thanks for listening, Mike. Sorry you didn't win the AR-15. But anyway, this is an interesting thing. I had the privilege of forging Dan's signature.
Excuse me?
On his guitar. What we did is we took an autograph photo.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then we scanned the photo, or we scanned the signature on the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we created it to outlines and created a stencil that we placed on the body of his guitar.
Oh, okay.
Now, what we did was is we went on there and we enameled the signature on there. So everybody that plays at this benefit is going to sign the guitar. And then the guitar is going to be raffled off, and somebody will be able to keep that forever and ever.
Nice.
Good. So that's kind of a neat twist.
Yeah.
Now, I know that one of your good friends, Beverly Busich, and her hubby, Glenn Birch. Glenn was one of Dan's childhood friends. I mean, since they were young, they were like
first grade.
They were playing rock and roll gigs together in junior high. So that's kind of a neat thing. But who all helped put this thing together? I think you're working with Tina Turner and...
Glenn Birch and Tommy Fisher and then several other people behind the scenes that are just donating things to be auctioned off. And just there's going to be jewelry and purses, and there's going to be some food that's going to be donated to be for donations. You do a donation for it and get some food, and they have several different things going on like that.
Yeah, that's going to be at the Soundstage Lounge at 1925 Buddy Holly. Now, here's an interesting, you know, kind of twist to this. In the middle of all of this tragedy, you're going through your own personal struggle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about that real quick.
Dan took me down to Plano, Texas to see a specialist for cancer, and I ended up having lymphoma B. And while we were down there, they told me I had to start chemo immediately. They sent me to the hospital, and that's when Dan left to go downstairs to have a cigarette, and he never returned. Mm. And then they found him 4 days later.
Mm. Wow. That's just so tragic.
Well, now you finished 4 rounds of chemo.
I'm having my fourth one tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And then you have 2 more after that?
2 more, hopefully. If not, there may be 2 more. They're telling me possibly 8 in total.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Now, the kind
you
of cancer.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Now, the cancer that you had, you were saying that you had like a 7-centimeter tumor on your hip that had attached to your spine?
It was attached to my spine and grew down into my hip. And then they, I kept going to the doctor for the pain in the hip, so it took them a while to figure out it was actually on my spine.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you were saying off mic that if you would have been like a week or so later, that would actually grown into your spine, and you probably wouldn't be with us right now.
Right. That's what they told me, that it would have grown into the spine and just took over my whole body.
Wow.
Wow. You caught it in the nick of time. Yeah.
And Dan was insistent that we went, because I could have stayed a week here to see another doctor. Mm. And he insisted that we go.
Wow.
Good for him.
Hey, Dan was a great guy. I enjoyed music over the years. And wish you guys all the best at the fundraiser. It's going to be this weekend on the 8th, which is going to be,
it's Sunday.
That's Sunday from 3 until midnight at 1925 Buddy Holly at Soundstage Lounge. And if you're a Lubbock music fan, you want to make sure that you catch that. Thanks for being with us, and I hope everything works out well.
All right, well, thank you. I hope to see everybody out there. Yeah. I'm going to try and stay all day if I can.
Now, side note here, too, you're also going to be on Channel 13, their Trends and Friends program at 5 o'clock. Is that tomorrow or today?
Today.
Oh, today. Today. Mm-hmm. Today's Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow you're in chemo all day.
Right.
So we'll be watching for you this afternoon at 5 with Terry Furman, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming.